It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to a beast with varnish where there should be skin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete before you grew keys on your toes. Sing us a song. You're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. But your lid is snapping shut tight. Yeah, your hammers are made out of knuckles and bone, and your pedals are weeping with bile. You're a Cronenberg mess in a navy blue vest with a jagged mahogany smile. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets him his gin and his grease. He says, Bill, I believe this organic upright is a cold-blooded, gut-sucking beast. It's got 88 teeth and a pulsing wet tongue, and it's drooling all over the floor. It's driven by hungers from deep in the wood, and it's clawing its way to the door. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, but he's screaming in D minor terror right now as the piano man ends his life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly turn gray. They're watching the strings made of tendons and head twist the night in a horrible way. It's a mid-range disaster, a Steinway gone wrong, a biological glitch in a 3-minute song. It don't need no tuning, it just needs to feed on the lonely, the desperate, the Long Island breed. Sing us a song. You're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. We're all in the mood for a melody, but you're giving us all a blood fright. Yeah, we're all pretty sure that you're cursed to the core and your music is primal and rank, but it be-